Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, everybody. We have a great show today. We have a guest who I'm going to make it a surprise, but she has to do with true crime. And we had a great conversation with her, plus all about like what we're doing at home during this quarantine. But first, though we're apart these days, we're sharing more. And Geico would just like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's Geico's turn to share too with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. And because Geico's committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. So visit geico.com/giveback for info and eligibility. Learn more about Geico's 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies at geico.com/giveback.
Podcast One presents. This is a collect call from Sing Sing.
My name is John J. Lennon. I'm locked up for selling drugs and committing murder. I'm also a contributor for Esquire magazine and the Marshall Project. So I'm a writer and I'm a prisoner. Imagine trying to stay focused and talk about issues of substance with geeks slamming, prisoners screaming, and PAs blaring in the background.
Get new episodes every Wednesday on Spotify, Podcast One, and Apple Podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to For Crying Out Loud. That's Stephanie all the way over there in her house.
Yeah, I'm far away, but my love is strong.
My love is strong.
And I just saw your sweet face on Friday. Yes, I will say Friday.
Yeah, we had our happy hour, our Zoom. All I want to do is Zoom, 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 Zoom.
And
happy
a boom, hour. Boom. So I just, so it, the only hard part is that, so for anybody that doesn't know, for our Patreon subscribers, we did a Zoom call, but even though I have a pro whatever
account,
it only lets in 100 people. So here is my other option. I could have made it a webinar. But the problem with that is that then no one else is on the video unless I, like, somebody asks a question, then I can put the video on them. And that seemed really uptight for what we do. Right. We wanted to see everybody.
Yeah.
We didn't want to do a show where it's like, we're not like selling products.
We're
a webinar. A webinar. I don't even like the sound of webinar.
I know. I don't either. Now, it was so nice that we did that. And we need to do that again, especially when I take up drinking again.
Yes, I found out Lynette is sober for the month of May, the whole month of May.
Yeah. Maybe longer. I don't know. We'll see.
Who knows?
Putting on restraints on me. We'll see.
You don't tell me what to do.
That's right.
I won't drink if I don't want to drink.
Alcohol tells me what to know. I know. Well, you know, I just figured it's the month of May. It started off like the first day in May that I was thinking, I was on a jog and I was thinking to myself, like, you know what, I'm going to try not to drink this month and I'm going to work out more and not drink and see how far that takes me. Mm-hmm. So far, so good. Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
It's hard. I know, because I have been eating sugar like it's my job. And, every day I wake up and it's almost like back when I was drinking, where every day I wake up and I think, today's the day that I'm not going to eat sugar. And by 11 a.m. I'm like raiding the candy cabinet. It's terrible.
No, these are trying times. You got to cope, right?
Stephanie. I mean, that's what I told myself at the beginning of the pandemic. Where I was like, what are you going to do? I'm quarantined at home. Like, I got to have some vice. I got to have something. But now we're like a couple months into it. And you know, when you get to that point, and I don't know if you're like this with alcohol, mm-hmm. but I'm like this with sugar. It doesn't even taste good anymore. It's like too sweet. I don't even want to be eating it, but it's like I'm drawn by a force that's bigger than all of us that brings me into the cabinet and I open it. And this is what happens to me. I first start thinking about it and I think, oh, do I really want to not eat sugar today? I mean, kind of bored. Like, it doesn't even sound great yet. You know what I mean? It just sounds like something to do.
Right.
And then I start just like picturing the cabinet it's in. And then I'm like laying, minding my own business, listening to a podcast, doing something else, you know? But then I'm like, let me just go walk by that cabinet. I'm not going to open it. I'm just going to walk by it. That's all. What's wrong with walking by a cabinet?
I can't walk by a cabinet in my own home. Seriously.
Yeah. So then I'm rebellious. I'm like, I'm walking by it. I don't care. I don't give a fuck.
Walking I might even wave at it.
So then as I'm walking by it, I'm like, what would be the harm in opening it and just looking at how much candy's left, you know, just like taking a counting. It's not because I want to eat any. It's just, I want to see what's in there.
Right. Right.
If I was going to eat some, I'd like to see what we're starting with. You know what I mean? Right. Not that I'm going to eat any because I'm not.
Well, do you have like one of those bags you buy at the grocery store for like trick-or-treating? Do you have that? Or do you have like you know, a big size of Sour Patch? You know,
no.
movie theater size?
Like, okay. I know what you're saying. I'm going to take a picture of it and I'm going to put it on Instagram, which is FCOL pod. Okay. It's basically every time we go to the store, we seem to restock. So it's like a small, it's sort of like a family size, but not like a medium sized bag of like Reese's peanut butter cups. And then there's another one of like, then I'll buy some individual boxes of like Sour Patch Kids and Good and Plenty or this Gobstoppers. I was eating Gobstoppers. That's how desperate times have become.
Love Gobstoppers.
What adult eats Gobstoppers? Yeah, well, and Atomic Fireballs. I was eating Atomic Fireballs.
Oh, my God. You're on a death sentence.
Oh, Lynette, it's terrible. So then I'll, you know, so I walk by the cabinet and then, you know, 10 minutes later, I'm, you know, face deep in chocolate. But the other day I went to the grocery store with LB and that right there is, you know, not good. Why am I taking my kid with me to the grocery store? You're probably wondering. That's not what we do here. But LB was like desperate to get out.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I could use some help at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. So I brought her with me and it was so good because this is when I was still trying early enough in the day to not eat candy. So I was like, you know what? I'm not even in the mood for candy. And then LB said, me neither. So we didn't buy any candy. And then I came home and still ended up eating the candy that was in the house and then started thinking, cursing myself for why didn't I have the foresight to buy candy even though I wasn't in the mood, knowing I'd be in the mood later.
Right. You know, listen, Stephanie, you got to do what you got to do to take the edge off, especially being, you know, trapped at home with the family.
Well, go pour yourself a beer.
Okay.
Did you watch The Real Housewives of New York?
I have not watched that yet because I'm still stuck on Married at First Sight season 10 now.
Oh, okay. Watched it.
You finished it?
I finished season 10, yeah. But I skipped a bunch of episodes and had to find out what happened. I lost patience. But I know I watched a bunch of episodes. Now, who are the couples on that one again?
It's, I'm on episode 4, I think. Like, Mindy and Douchebag with the hair. Like, remember those two? Like, she's a ballerina and she had tragedy in her family. And the guy has like a big full head of hair and he's a model and he thinks he's it.
Yes. Oh my God. And doesn't Mindy look like, doesn't she remind you of Heather DeBrow?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh my God. I tried telling that to John and he was like, what? I don't see it. And I was like, shut up. Get away from me. How dare you?
Is there drama? There's drama, huh? There was drama on the first day on their honeymoon.
Yes, I'm trying to remember who. Oh, okay. And then there's also the girl who's kind of normal.
Yeah.
I want to say her name is Jessica.
Diabetic girl? Oh.
Okay. So there's diabetic girl, the right. little one. The little one.
Yeah.
With the cute guy.
Yeah. He is so darling.
Isn't he adorable?
Oh my God. Is he adorable?
And isn't it, aren't you just like, oh my God, I'm so happy he's into her. He's like, she's so cute because she's not that cute. She's cute. I know.
She's cute. Like a cute. Like a cute.
Yeah. Like she's adorable.
Right. Right. Natalia was watching a little bit of him and she's like, I go, isn't he cute? She's like, yeah. Where's his wife? And then she came on and she's like, she's old.
Oh, she doesn't seem old to me, but
she doesn't seem old to me, but to a 13-year-old. Yeah, I guess she seems old. I don't know.
That's funny. Oh, okay. Okay. And then there's the drama couple, the guy. Oh, this is so good. The guy, the black couple.
Right.
Unless there's two black couples, but the one.
There's two.
Okay. The one with the girl, the really pretty, the good looking couple.
That's Natalia's favorite couple. She watched Wedding Day. Yeah.
So he's such a dick, like right from the beginning.
I knew he was going to be.
Well, remember how, are you at the part where he's already temperamental?
Yeah. On the honeymoon. Yeah.
So like, so he's mad at her on the honeymoon. For anybody that hasn't seen this, the guy is, we don't know why at first, he's just kind of being a dick all day. And then it turns out that he's mad that she was filming him. She was taking like a cute video of him waking up on her phone. And apparently he just got so over the top mad about that. He felt like it was an invasion of his privacy. You're on a reality show with cameras on you 24/7, dude.
I know. That was weird. And then he was like, don't touch my, don't, she went and bought his favorite beer for and brought it to him. And he's like, I don't want it. And then ended up 5 minutes later drinking it. Like she saw, like he ordered the same beer at the bar, like 5 minutes.
Yeah. He's like trying to punish her. He's super passive aggressive and mean.
Right. He seems mean. Yeah.
So then there's Mika and Michael.
Yes.
I think I didn't think of them because she already hates him from day one.
Oh my God. She can't stand him. They just got married and now they're whisked away onto their honeymoon and they literally hated each other when they got off the plane.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as they get there, they're not speaking to each other. She's not talking to him.
Right. She's already mad.
Yeah. I can kind of see why she's mad. You know, I mean, he basically, when the cameras are off, he was telling her, you know, you better put out on our honeymoon or this is not going to last.
Yes. Yes. But then he denied it.
Right. And then the cameras turn on and she's like, okay, then tell me you didn't say that. Tell me you didn't say that right here with the cameras on. And he's like, I did not say that. And she's like, all right, boom, out of the room. Go get your own room. I'm sleeping alone again.
Yep. Yep. And then that was sort of like, then that was it.
Yeah.
But hey, before we get into other stuff, two things. One, we have to say hi to our peeps.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
How can we forget?
Newcomer Rachel Newcomb. Krista Stroop.
Hi, Krista.
Hi, Krista. Stephanie Stinker. She was on our,
on our Zoom. Happy hour.
Yeah. Christy Robinson. Where the hell were you, Christy? Swiss Family Robinson. Aaron Lan Hudis. Aaron. I think Aaron was there. Ishan Vajpayee. No, not there. Where the hell were you, Ishan? Carrie. So Barry, not there. Where was she? Randy Mae Ames was there.
Yes.
Blue hair. She looked adorbs.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Randy. Kelly Brandt. She's not your aunt. She was, I don't think she was there.
No.
Tell us if you were there. Also, Amy Cunt, she was there.
Yeah.
We said hi to her. Amanda Crittenden and Casey Howell.
They were there.
Girls. We had a Zoom with them previously.
Right, right.
Angie Saldivar, she was there. Hi, Angie.
Right. Hi, Angie.
She didn't talk, but she knows
I love her. A lot of them didn't talk. I love the one that was driving and working. She's just driving. Ivan, and like we're at like the view of her is from like her stick shift, and she's got her gloves on, and she's driving, and she's on her Bluetooth. I love
Yes. And then we got Gabby Fonseca for Christ's sake, and her friend Missy Schaefer. Neither one of them on there.
No.
Yachts. Rebecca Lubin. She was there.
Yeah, Rebecca was there. That's for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Michelle McKibben. Okay. And then also, while we're at this stuff, let's talk about Bombas.
Ah, I love Bombas. I'm happy that they're back. You know, Bombas makes the most comfortable socks in the history of feet. They're literally rethought of every little detail when it comes to socks and how to make them even more comfortable. I wear them every day. Stephanie, you have them, right?
I have them now too. And also I got the basketball socks for my kids and they love them. They notice a difference.
Yeah, I know. They do too. My kids wear them every day as well. And because of every pair of socks you purchase, Bombas donates a pair to someone in need, which I love.
It's amazing.
Yeah, they're an amazing company. And the generosity of Bombas customers have allowed them to donate over 34 million pairs of socks and counting through their nationwide network, which is pretty cool.
Very cool.
So the impact is powerful and the socks are great. It's a great product. So give a pair when you buy a pair and get 20% off your first purchase at bombas.com, bombas.com/FCOL. That's bombas.com/FCOL. You'll get 20% off your first purchase and a pair will get donated. That's bombas.com/FCOL.
Yeah. And then we are also going to talk about Brooklinen today, which we haven't talked about in a while. I love Brooklinen. And you know what? I'm going to be honest about something. Right now for the last couple of months, have not had a housekeeper helping me. So I'm changing all the sheets myself. So I'm even more happy that their sheets are so easy to put on the bed. They're not the kind that you have to like feel like you're wrestling an alligator to get them over your mattress.
Yes. That's what I love. I love that. And they, you know, if you go to their website, you can look at all their different colors and cool patterns that they have. They also have extra soft plush towels as well. And they have like, I think, bath rugs. So, you know, they got everything. So it's hard to imagine a summer stuck inside the house. But if we have to, let's keep everyone safe and as comfortable as possible. And that's where they come in.
Yeah. And their Memorial Day event kicks off this weekend. So you don't want to miss that. So ease your way into summer with big savings on sheets, bedding, towels, loungewear, and their newest hammam and linen collections.
Brooklinen is so confident in their product that all their sheets, comforters, loungewear, and towels come with a lifetime warranty. Get 10% off your first order and free shipping on all the new sheets when you use promo code FCOL only at brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen, BROOKLINEN.com. Brooklinen, everything you need to live your most comfortable life.
The reason I asked about Real Housewives is because they had the episode where Dorinda just continuously tells Luann she's not an alcoholic. It's so uncomfortable, especially for me.
She's still drinking that, Dorinda?
As an alcoholic, I can say that yes, Dorinda is the one who is in no place to be telling other people they're not alcoholics.
That's horrible.
Yeah, she's just like, Luann, you're not an alcoholic. You're not an alcoholic. Just drink. Just drink. Who cares? Nobody cares. Nobody could tell you not to drink. It was ridiculous. Oh, my God.
That's horrible.
I know.
I like Dorinda. That's disappointing. And what's the deal with Luann? Is she
on the episode that just came out last Thursday night, she started drinking again on camera. She takes a big sip of, she says, I need some water. And then she takes this big like pint glass and takes a sip and they're like, Luann, that's vodka. and she's like, she kind of gives a wink, like, I don't care. And then she takes a big swig of it. And then of course, Dorinda's like, yay, Luann, yay. Yay, you're drinking again. Kind of sad.
Well, is she like on probation still?
No, and that's her whole thing. She's like, I'm not on probation. I'm going to do what I want.
Oh, yeah. She's already been drinking probably, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure of it. Also, you know what? I want to just say that we have a guest today.
Yeah, that's right. We should. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you who the guest is. It's the, and some of you guys may have heard me talk about the fact that I listened to this podcast, Court Junkie.
One of my favorite podcasts, by the way.
I love Court Junkie so much. And I mean, we can save this and tell the founder, the person who created the podcast, Jillian Jalali, is going to be our guest. And we're going to talk to her about it. And we were offered her as a guest and we were like, yes. Because it's right up our alley.
Yeah, totally. And she, I believe, isn't she an attorney as well?
Is she? Well, we got to ask her that. I thought she was like just a person who's really interested in court cases.
Maybe.
The thing that I like about this podcast is that it's sort of like a just the facts, ma'am.
Yeah.
Like she tells you the story. She doesn't put any, you know, not to shade any other podcasters that I don't like anymore, but she doesn't put a bunch of her own political spin into it.
Yeah.
Call people libtards. Right. She just tells the story, you know, the facts of it. She doesn't weigh in at all, which is fine because like I already have my own opinions.
Yeah. And she's on now.
Hi, Jillian.
Hi, Stephanie. Hi, Lynette.
Hi, Jillian. Thank you for being on our show.
No, thank you guys for having me.
We were just talking about what big fans we are.
I am so excited and flattered to hear that. That's amazing. Thank you. And I'm a huge fan of you guys, too.
That is so sweet. So you were just telling us that you have a kid.
I do. She'll be 2 in July.
Can I ask July what?
July 18th.
Oh, like you had to think about it for a second.
I know, I did.
Okay, July is a good birthday month. Mine is July 5th, so I approve of that birthday.
It is a good birthday month. You can do a lot of stuff outside and
Well, you could before.
Right, yeah. I know, I have no idea what we're going to do this year. So,
well, Jillian, where are you located?
So I am right outside Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I used to be in the city back before, you know, I got pregnant and had a kid. And then, you know, that's what you do. You kind of migrate to the suburbs then.
Right, right.
So, okay, so like I said, we're big fans of your podcast and we can get into the actual podcast in a minute. But how did you, Lynette was saying that she thought you were a lawyer and I was saying that I thought you weren't.
Oh, do you guys,
right?
Do you guys have money on it?
I don't think you are. I thought you were like a reporter.
Yeah. So I actually have more of a journalism background. I'm definitely not an attorney.
Okay.
Although I wish I was. That would be. But no, I definitely, you know, I graduated college with a degree in journalism. And that's kind of just where my passion lies and kind of how I approach my podcast. Just, you know, I don't know any of the legal aspects of it. I'm learning just like, you know, listeners are. And we're kind of in it together. So that's why I like to ask questions, you know, when I have people on the show and, you know, why I kind of like to dig into these legal cases.
I think it's so interesting. And what I was saying before you joined us, and when you listen to it back, you can hear that we were comparing it to other podcasts where there's a lot of opinion.
Yeah.
But I think it's so interesting that you're just reporting it. Like, I feel like I'm learning a deep dive into a case without you telling us what to think.
Right.
Exactly. And that's probably one of my favorite things that I like to do is generate discussions afterwards.
You know? Yeah. Yeah. Do you find that people, you know, strongly disagree? Because I think a lot of the cases you take, I don't know, they seem obvious to me.
Yeah, no, I get a lot of different opinions. And when I do get all those opinions, I am then so grateful that I don't give my own opinion in the episode. Because then I feel like that would probably turn into hate mail, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
It's a lose-lose, especially when you talk about court cases.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Here's one that really stands out in my mind. Well, there are two, but one was a really early case you did. And Lynette, I didn't mention this before, but you might remember this case. It was about this girl that had a baby and then buried it in the backyard.
Oh, when was
it? The girl's name was like, I can't remember. She was a teenager. She lived at home with her parents. And I don't know. Jillian, it was one of your early episodes. Well, do you remember this one?
Are you talking about Brooke Schuyler Richardson? Is that the one you're talking about?
She probably doesn't remember the name, but
I think so. But remember how in the case they thought that she burned the body.
Yeah.
And that was one of the problems with the case, was that it turned out that she didn't really burn the body,
So this one was from last year, and that's the Brooke Schuyler Richardson case, which is absolutely fascinating. It was a two-parter just because there was so much detail and evidence and, you know, all of that stuff. So yeah, that one was pretty fascinating. And another one that I got a lot of opinions on both sides for.
Okay. So my feeling was that this girl was horrible, first of all, but also probably because of the way she was brought up. So her mom, they were both like super into her body. She was like this cheerleader who was like so mad that she wasn't going to fit into her clothes.
Yeah.
And so the second she has the baby, she was like, oh my God, I'm getting so fat. I don't want to be fat. And then as soon as she has the baby, her whole thing, she's texting her mom and she's like, oh my God, I look amazing. My body is back. And then she has no remorse at all about like killing the baby and burying it in the backyard.
So what happened? So she went to court. Obviously, what happened?
She got off.
Yeah.
She did?
Yeah. I mean, she was, I forget what she was found guilty of, but she...
Like messing with the body or something after death. But they couldn't prove that the baby was alive.
Right. Because she was saying that the baby was essentially stillborn when she had the child. Mm-hmm. And it felt so bad. And then she went in the backyard and she buried it. So the prosecution couldn't prove that the baby had actually taken a breath, that the baby was actually born alive.
Right.
If I'm remembering it correctly, she literally went to the prom like that night and then came home and gave birth. I mean, it was ridiculous. She never acted like she had no, she went to the prom that night and then she came home early because she was having a stomach ache.
Right. Yeah. And nobody in her life knew she was pregnant. But you mentioned the text messages between her and her mom were just like, they were pretty shocking. I mean, not only was she obsessed with her weight, but the mom seemed to be also, you know,
messaging
her like, oh, just eat a salad and, you know, don't eat too much. And
yes,
it was just horrifying.
And she did know she was pregnant, by the way, because she'd gone to the gynecologist and the gynecologist told her she was pregnant. And asked her, please come back so you can get follow-up care. And she never went back.
Right. But she was pretty far along at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. So everybody was shocked. They all knew she'd give it. I mean, the doctor was like, yeah, she knew she was pregnant. So I think she tried to claim that she didn't know she was. So that was a crazy one. So what did you think of that one?
Oh, no. See, you're putting me on the spot here.
Yeah.
Well, I can see both sides of it, but for me, I kind of did feel bad for her, I have to say, because she did have an eating disorder and she didn't know she was pregnant until she was about, I think it was like 6 or 7 weeks away from giving birth. And her defense team was really, really good. She had really, really great lawyers who, you know, when I first heard the case, I was completely thinking what you were, and I was, you know, this is horrible and, you know, like very much against her. And then when I heard her defense, you know, it kind of did get me thinking a little bit that, okay, maybe due to because they had a doctor on who basically said that due to her eating disorder that could have stunted the baby's growth, you know, and so the baby could have stopped growing and could have been, you know, deceased by the time she had it. So yeah, I mean, and if that were the case, but I mean, you know, her
disagree because at the time that she got examined and like you said, she was pretty far along. Yeah. The baby was at a normal weight for where she was, for where she was in her pregnancy. So she would have had to suddenly like starve the baby in utero, which I guess is possible, but that would be hard to do. And I would say that she would have been doing it on purpose then.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's hard. It's a really hard case. I mean, cause I read those text messages and like, I always just think of, you know, people's upbringings and it just, you know, I'm a bit of an empath, I have to say. So I, you know, I have to struggle with that too, but I definitely see where you're coming from. And you know, it's tricky.
Jillian, I'm curious, did you watch the Santoya Brown documentary on Netflix?
I have not watched it yet, but I am familiar with the case. I did want to cover that one.
Mm-hmm. So it was just really interesting how much footage they got from since she was, you know, arrested at age 16.
Yeah.
14. Whoops, I think she was 14.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then just this documentary he just followed the whole case from beginning to the end, and it was amazing.
Is that the one where she kills her pimp?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Well, she had a pimp, but
okay, you're right.
She didn't kill the pimp. She killed a John. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, she was recently released, I think, like this past year.
Yeah. And then, but she like went to college, and while she was there, she really became a really lovely young lady out after it, you know, and it's just, it's so sad that, you know, I mean, such a young age, she had no chance of survival. I mean, her mother was a crack addict and she got pregnant at age 16 and, you know, and then her grandmother was a crack addict. So, you know, but then she got a really nice adoptive mom who cared about her and took care of her. So yeah, you should, it's really good. I just watched it over the weekend.
I want to check it out. Unfortunately, the only time that I have right now to watch anything is after the little one goes to bed.
Right.
And you know, it's like sleep regression time. So, you know, putting her down is a bit of a struggle. So it's usually like 8:30 or 9 PM now by the time I get her down.
I mean, my heart goes out to people with the young kids, toddlers right now. I mean, it's just got to be tough.
Well, yes. It was funny because I was listening to an episode that you guys did. This is, I think it was a couple weeks ago, maybe. But you were referencing having like almost like a circuit training for the baby. Like, mm-hmm. You have like little stations. And that is exactly how I always looked at it. You know, it's like, okay, time for the swing. Okay, now we're going to do tummy time. And like anytime you can get, okay, we'll get at least 5 minutes out of this. Great. You know?
Right.
I know that when you're a new mom, those like all those little contraptions are so important.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. And now it's to the point where she's at like this weird middle age where we take her out. Well, we used to take her out to a restaurant. And, you know, she just does not have the attention span to sit there the whole time. So I've started wrapping like little presents for her. I'm armed with like 5 to 10 of them and just kind of hand her a new one, you know, whenever she starts.
That's a great idea. My friend, when she would travel with her young kids, she would go to the 99 cent store and just buy like a toy just so that she could just keep handing them something new every like hour, you know? Well,
that's what I'm wrapping. I literally go to the dollar store and I pick up, you know, like a little flute or like a little, you know, like just something like a slinky or, you know, whatever. But yeah,
we do anything just to survive, especially with toddlers.
Yeah, absolutely.
But when they get older too, the 99 cent store is still your friend, because remember Lynette, when I was trying to get my kids to read and mm-hmm. I would do the motivation box, that was all 99 cent store stuff. It would be like a coffee mug with a mustache on it. And it was like, every time they finished a book, they got a gift.
Right. That was a good
one. And it was dollar store stuff.
Yeah.
And it was a coffee mug with a mustache on it.
Yeah. Like anything that I thought that they would think is funny, or, you know, it had to be something good enough to make them motivated to read.
Right.
It couldn't be too shitty.
Yeah. No, that's a good idea.
I mean, you know, I just think it's really cool that we got to have you on, and I was curious how you got started doing the podcast.
Yeah. So, I graduated with my degree in journalism. I worked at a few publications in the Chicago area, and this was back when I was in my early 20s. And then I switched over to marketing because journalism just doesn't really, you know, pay the bills very much. And in 2013, I started courtjunkie.com, where I just basically blogged about missing people and court cases and everything kind of true crime. And then I heard Serial when that was coming out. And not only did I fall in love with that podcast, but just podcasting in general, loved the medium. And so I turned the website into a podcast in mid-2016.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. And it's doing well, right?
It's a good job.
Yeah. So I've been doing it. I've been able to do it full time since I'd say about a year later. So like mid-2017. And then, yeah, it's I've been doing it ever since and it's doing pretty well. And yeah, I'm excited.
And how do you pick your cases?
So, because I'm such a dork that I follow this stuff anyway. So I literally just pick the cases that I find interesting. I know it's such a weird answer, but, and you know, and I do get listeners' suggestions as well, but for the most part, it's like just me nerding out on cases that I really like.
You know what bothers me about the problem with some crime podcasts for me, it's just that there are certain cases that are before there was any audio, and it makes me so mad because there's some cases that I get stuck on, and I'm trying to Google one of them right now that I wish some podcast would cover for me. One of them was this case with this woman who killed a homeless man. She hit him with her car and by accident, but then she got scared, I think because she was like on drugs, and drove to her garage. Do you remember this? And she parked in her garage and just waited for him to die.
Oh my.
And then she got her cousins to come and help bury the body.
I think I do.
And she was a nurse. Kills, I'm Googling this homeless man and leaves him to die in her. I tried to get, you know who I tried to get to cover this case, Lynette, is the guys from Generation Y.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Her name was Shantae Jawan Mallard.
Okay.
And the guy who, it was in 2001. See, it was too long ago. And the guy's name was, the guy who died was Gregory Glenn Biggs.
Oh.
So she hit him and he got lodged in her windshield. Then she drove home and left him and he died like a couple days later.
Oh my God. Awful. So,
and everybody said that he would have lived. He was okay. He would have lived if she hadn't just let him die in the garage. I wish we could cover cases where there's no, you know.
Well, would you, Jillian, be able to get court transcripts and then?
Do you mind?
Yeah, do you mind? But like, you know, just basically have people read them, you know, like actors or whatever.
Are you guys volunteering?
I will totally do it.
Totally.
Great. No, I definitely wrote this down and I'm going to see if I can, like, what information I can get. I'm going to file a Freedom of Information Act request and see what I can get on it.
Oh my God, that would be amazing.
That's a great idea. It's a really fascinating case. Oh, that's horrible.
It's
Remember like what happened to her? Like, is she still in prison? Do we know?
She, let's see. Let's see if she's still in prison. Let's look up. All we have to do is Google Shantae Jawan Mallard. Let's see. Mallard now. I don't know. She's still in jail.
Huh. Well, I'm going to look into this. I'm going to follow
up. Oh, she was given a 50-year sentence.
Oh, wow. So I take it, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what other case was so good that you just covered? I just listened to it. Was the one, the Loud Music case.
Oh, that one. That one tugs at my heart.
Not because of the guy, I hope.
No.
No,
because of Jordan Davis.
I mean, it's so sad. And that guy is so, that piece of shit is so entitled about I don't know. He was getting out of the car. It's like, man, white people just lie a lot, don't they?
Oh. That one was the worst, the worst. And, you know, his mom is actually a congresswoman now.
I know. I was so excited to hear that.
Yeah. No, that one. So that is another one that just me being a dork, I watched almost every minute of that trial back when it happened. And it was like, as soon as I started my podcast, that was on my list. It's like, I know I want to cover that one. Oh, yeah. That one's awful.
Oh, my God. Lynette, I know you're going to know what I'm about to ask her. What case? It's yeah. you did not cover this case, but I have to know what you think of Hot Car Dad.
Oh yeah.
A case I've been obsessed with ever since it happened.
Oh gosh.
And I totally believe he's guilty.
Yeah.
I mean, it certainly seems that way, right? Didn't they have like surveillance video where during like his lunch hour he went out to the car and like
Oh yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah. How about all the naked selfies or whatever of him in bathrooms and going yeah. online. Oh, and what about the fact that he on his computer was found searching death hot didn't he search
yes.
what was
yes.
it like? Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. He's how long it takes an animal to die in a hot car.
Right.
And I don't know how that I know what happens frequently, oddly enough, like when parents leave their kids in cars. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I just can't imagine. Because I picture, obviously, my daughter in the back seat, and I just can't imagine not knowing that she's back there.
See, now, I disagree. I can imagine that happens. I absolutely can understand how that can happen. Go a different route. Things can happen where I think you could literally forget your kids in the back seat. But not this guy.
No,
this
not.
Was like, this was too many things, and And taking his kid to, he showed very little interest in his kid leading up to this. And then all of a sudden they're having like a daddy Sunday where he doesn't go to daycare right away. And he takes him to a restaurant. There were so many things that were weird.
Right.
Oh yeah.
You know what I found weird about that was he is a scumbag. What about the wife? Like, I always thought she was a little suspicious too, because the wife was sort of into that like lifestyle as well, like parent not having kids lifestyle. From what I remember, there was something weird with the wife.
It was just that she kind of stuck up for him for a while after it happened, but I think that's what was a little bit weird was she acted weird at the funeral.
Yes,
that's what it was. She acted really weird at the funeral.
Right
But I think I think they're just weird people.
Weird. Yeah.
But that was you know what, Jillian, what you might like, I don't know if you've heard it, but have you ever heard of the podcast, The Breakdown?
Yes, I have. They covered that.
Yes. It kind of reminds me of time. It's very different than your podcast because they cover one case the whole time.
Yeah.
But I like it for the same way that I like your podcast.
Well, thank you. No, that one was great. That's like by the Atlantic.
Atlantic. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. Yeah. That was a great one.
Do other cases other than Hot Car Dad, or they just do that one case?
They've done a lot of cases. They change of cases every season.
Oh, I didn't know that. I just thought it was just that one time, one off.
No, I remember I listened to season two, but now, of course, I don't remember what the topic of that one was.
Yeah, you have to be. The problem with that podcast is since it's the whole season, you have to be really into the case, which right. I'm not always into the cases they've covered.
Jillian, right. What was any cases that stand out in your mind that you were obsessed with or
I like covered on my podcast? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Just in general, like, I'm sure there's a lot, but.
So many. Right off the top of my head, there was one out of Kansas. It was I believe she was 19 years old, Kelsey Smith. And it was like a Saturday, I believe it was in maybe 2007. She was just running an errand. She was going to pick up an anniversary present for her boyfriend. And then this was like at 2 p.m. in the afternoon, broad daylight. And she was abducted in the parking lot as she was walking to her car. And then, murdered. They were able to track her cell phone. At first, they had problems tracking her cell phone, but they were able to finally find her body. And the guy was just an absolute creep who was leading a secret life. He was married and had a kid of his own. But I interviewed her mom on the podcast. This was like really early on, like maybe within my first 20 episodes or so. But I mean, that case, when I very first heard about it, it just always stuck with me because I just picture, you know, her not, this is not even like a thought at all that that could happen to her. You know what I mean? And when you look at the surveillance footage, you know, she's just in like shorts and a t-shirt, you know, just running in really quickly. She had a date night scheduled for that night. It's just heartbreaking.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah. So that kind of thing always stays with me, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you've done so many good episodes. And for anybody that's hasn't heard of it, or I've talked about it before on our podcast. Okay. But for anybody that doesn't remember, you can go all the way back because from episode one, her podcast is great.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. Except I had like a little bit of a vocal fry and some, you know, your first episode never really.
My God, girl, I still have vocal fry. I still sound like a valley girl and we've been doing this 10 years. I can't ever listen to my podcast back
because I'm going to
make it.
No, once it's out there, it's like in the abyss. It's gone. I never listen to it again.
Yeah.
You should feel okay though. No matter what, there are podcasts that are super popular and the people have the most annoying voice. There was one that came out. Remember the one that was called like I Survivor?
Yes.
Do you remember this podcast that came out?
Yeah.
And I made us play parts of it.
Yeah, what? Refresh my memory. I don't remember what.
It's basically two Valley girls talking about.
The two Valley girls,
talking about people who went through something horrible. But then you have to hear, instead of just having the people tell their story, the two girls go on and on about like, oh my God, like that totally reminds me of like something that happened to me. Pretty funny.
Yeah. What are there other crime podcasts that you listen to, Jillian?
So, I mean, I don't really get a chance to listen to too much, but I really like They Walk Among Us. It's a UK. It's like the number one true crime podcast in the UK.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so that's a really good one. The Vanished covers missing persons cases. That's with Marissa. Let's see. Brooke actually does have a good one. What was it called? Actual Innocence. That's like an older one. She covers wrongful conviction cases. There's a bunch. Canadian True Crime's a really good one.
I've heard of that one. I should give that one a try.
Okay, so she's actually one of my favorites, and her voice is really pleasant. She's originally from Australia, and now she lives in Canada, and she covers all Canadian true crime cases.
Ooh, I like that. She probably has a hybrid accent.
Yeah, she does. But it's, oh my gosh, it's great. And the way she does her episodes and covers stories, I think is really, really great.
Do you ever listen to Case File?
I haven't in a long time, but I used to love Case File.
Now, why do you think that guy is anonymous?
I don't know, but I'm kind of jealous of it. You know, like I think it's kind of cool that he can, you know, he can, you know, any kind of backlash that comes his way. I mean, he's anonymous, so.
Well, I didn't, yeah.
But he's kind of like you in the way that he just reports it. So I don't know why people would, you know, give him a hard time.
Yeah, no, that's true. I have no idea. Maybe he's just a very, very private person. I don't know.
Hey, Jillian, were you in New York when you did the Weinstein trials? I saw that you did that. I want to listen to those.
Yeah. So no, I wasn't, but I recently partnered within this past year with Law and Crime. It's Dan Abrams' company.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, me too. He's like, he's been my idol since I was little. And so basically I get to use their trial footage and, you know, talk to their experts, and they have someone on their staff that actually writes episodes for me now every other week. And so they covered the Harvey Weinstein trial, and they were there pretty much every day. And the producer who wrote the episode, there's just some really great tidbits that you really don't see or you don't hear about otherwise. So yeah, that was really cool. We put it into three parts just because there was so much.
So much, yeah.
That was a great episode.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that was written by, her name's Jennifer Tintner from the Law and Crime Network. She's awesome. She's such a great storyteller.
Stephanie, I wish we could get some people to write episodes for us.
I know. Get on that, Lynette. Kaylin, what the hell? Why don't we have writers?
Come on, Kaylin.
Get right on that.
You know, having, I did a show called Sword and Skill Rewind. Well, so did Lynette for a while. And man, it is hard doing a true crime podcast and having to do all the, it's a lot. Like Lynette and I can just hop on and talk about whatever, but you have to actually know your shit to do an episode.
Right. Oh yeah. And if you mispronounce a street name or a city or, you know, you definitely hear about it.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
I can imagine. I can imagine. Or if you just get a fact wrong, people I'm sure just go crazy.
Yeah. Listen to Sword and Scale doing?
I haven't in a while, just because I just, you know, busy. Yeah. But yeah, that was definitely one of my favorites back before I started my podcast.
I just remember the worst cases. A lot of them came from Canada.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, then you'd like change your time.
I know. That's why I know. I wrote it down.
Well, part of the problem with Canada is that when people, even if you do a horrendous murder, if it's any kind of mental illness, which a lot of them are, they let people out very quickly.
Yeah. Yes, they do. Because I didn't Sword and Scale cover one of those.
A lot of them. Quite a few.
Yeah. Like, I think the guy that actually beheaded somebody else on a train, right?
Yeah. Vince Lee
or something.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's one that stuck out in my mind.
Yeah. That's super interesting.
And also the Luca Magnotta. Luca Magnotta. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. Now that documentary was really good. I thought.
The cats.
Yes.
It's so really good.
Yeah. Oh.
Did you see it, Lynette?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
That was really good.
There's also a documentary called The Pharmacist on Netflix.
Oh,
it didn't get the recognition it deserved. It's a really good, it's a true crime documentary too. So
I saw a bunch of episodes of it. It's really good.
Yeah. It's interesting that he was actually recording like his voice, like every day as they find out that like their son's been killed. And it's just, it's fascinating.
Yeah. It's really good. Well, this was so good having you on our show.
Yeah, thank you, Jillian.
Yeah, I bet you didn't know that what big true crime people we were going to be.
Oh, well, no, because I knew you guys did host Sword and Scale Rewind. So I knew you guys were true crime.
Okay.
So yeah, definitely.
But you probably didn't know I've listened to every episode of your podcast. You probably didn't know that.
I definitely didn't know that. And you just made my whole week. I'm so excited.
Okay, well, everybody, listen to Court Junkie, and it comes out, what day of the week does that come out?
Every Monday.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah. So there's a new one for you guys.
And actually, I can't even believe I'm plugging this because I have no idea how this is going to turn out, but I just, on Friday, filmed an episode for 2020.
Really?
Yeah, it's supposed to air on Friday, the 15th, so.
What did you cover?
The Dahlia DiPolito case.
Oh,
how's that?
It is wild. There is so much. It's a woman in Florida, and she was basically caught on videotape trying to solicit the murder of her husband to an undercover officer. And
Of course.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Her defense team like basically says it was all a plot to get on a reality show.
Oh, of course. Yes. I remember this, but I didn't know they were covering it on 2020. That's so interesting. There was another podcast did like a series on, I don't know, but yes, I know that case very well. That's a good one.
Yeah. So they've covered it before, but she said that was, I guess, one of their most popular episodes. And so they're doing it again. And, since I had covered it, they had asked if I would be on it, but I hesitate to even like tell you guys this because when I got back from filming, I looked in the mirror and I had like a big like glob of bronzer in the middle of my head.
Aww.
I have no idea how it's going to turn out.
Oh, nobody, my God.
Nobody looked out for you.
I know. Well, because quarantine, you know, so it's like I'm in like a kind of like a room by myself and, you know, the cameramen are wearing
masks
and, you know, we kind of had to do it remotely. The producer was on the phone asking questions. So I had to do everything myself, obviously, like hair right. and makeup and stuff. So,
yeah. Oh, I'm sure it's going to come out fine. You won't be able to tell.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see.
Okay. So wait, so when does that come out?
That comes out on Friday.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Yeah. So
we'll I'm excited. I can't wait.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Jillian, for coming on our show.
Yeah. Well, good luck with everything. Good luck with your babe.
Yeah. Thank you so much. And I'm going to look into that Mallard case, Shantae Jawan Mallard. I got it.
Oh my gosh. That would be amazing if you came up with anything. Even if you don't cover it, but you come up with any information, I'd love to know about it.
Yeah, I'll definitely.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jillian.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
So, man, Jillian was really great.
She was good.
Loved her.
Very interesting. I loved her. She was so sweet.
I know. But before we move on, let's talk about one of our newest sponsors. We talked about them last week, Caldrea.
I love them. They sent us some really nice smelling, they smell amazing, products.
I know. But after doing the ad for them last week, I was kind of excited. I was thinking about ordering some anyway, and then we got a package of stuff, and it is,
I know,
ridiculous.
I mean, it's so they use the most incredible essential oils and the most amazing scents, like the ginger pomelo scent, citrus, ginger, basil, sweet peony. Mm-hmm. Smells warm and bright. I mean, it's just. So, and then they have the basil blue sage, which is basil, sage, rosemary. Sounds like a Simon and Garfunkel song.
Yes.
Basil, sage, rosemary, spearmint, cinnamon leaf, which is amazing. I think that's one of my favorites.
They sent me this, the sea salt neroli, it's called, and I'm not exaggerating when I say that for a long time, I just sat and like put the candle in front of my nose. Uh-huh. I smelled it. It's so good. It's like that thing where you can't stop smelling it.
Right.
But they have really, and listen, here's the thing. You're washing your hands, you know, 30 times a day anyway. Why not have some really delicious, luxurious hand soap that makes your hand feel soft and then put on some scented lotion afterwards?
Yes. You know, especially with the lotion, you got to take care of our hands these days.
Yeah.
So after you wash, you have the hand lotion. Boom. Boom.
Yeah. Boom. So treat yourself, and right now you can get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you buy online at caldrea.com. That's Caldrea, CALDREA.com. Visit caldrea.com and add wonder to your washing.
Yeah, do it.
Hi. Also. Anything. Also, we like Caldrea. That's what we're trying to tell you, people.
Right.
Wake up, open your eyes, open your ears. Oh my God. So did you break any laws?
What are we gonna do? Did I break any laws? No. My girlfriend Jody came over yesterday.
Okay.
Because she, you know, she lives by herself and she's, you know, been in self-quarantine for a long time. In fact, she was out of a job before the pandemic. So she's been home and she's like, can I just sit in your backyard? You know, it's tough when you live in like, you know, an apartment and you can't, you know, you can't go sit in the park or sit anywhere in public. So she came over yesterday and kept, you know, we sat 6 feet apart and it was nice, but that's about it. What about you?
Well, do you remember, I think I told you on our last show that I was going to take the kids over to Julie's house?
Yeah, you did on Friday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think I talked about that on our Zoom call, but that was only for 100 people. Mm-hmm. So I did that and it was really fun and nice and just, so Sadie and Xander literally hadn't been in a car in like 2 months.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Natsumi barely, you know, those two got in a big argument in the car a couple nights ago.
Which is
disturbing. Yeah. I mean, Natalia was like, we got in the car. She said something like, say a prayer at the end of the day, you know, before you go to bed for the family, make, you know, she was saying that she does that. And then she said to Sonny, and then Sonny was like, and she said, do you pray? And he goes, no. And she's like, you don't pray? Why don't you pray? I don't know if I believe in God. And she's like, you used to believe in God. God was a girl for so long, according to Sonny.
Like, uh-huh.
God was female.
Makes sense. Yeah.
You know, and so, and he's like, yeah, but I, you know, he listens to Adam a little too much, but, they got into a fight with that. Then I said, okay, you know, let's stop arguing. Now let's play music and just drive. And, we were taking turns. They were taking turns listening to songs. And then when it came Sonny's turn, he wanted to play, Sweet Child of Mine, which was like, I don't know, 7 minutes. And she's like, that's way too long. And then they get in a big, every song, he couldn't pick a song without her going, no, that's a sad song. No, that's a boring song. No, that's, and they just constantly. And she's like, you know, you and I are so different, son. You're so different than me. You know, just do me a favor. When you go to school next year, just don't even look at me or talk to me. Pretend you don't know me. I know.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. And I see that Sonny pushes her buttons. He knows, and she acknowledges it. She knows he's doing it, but I don't know. It just got to be too much. I was like, all right, that's it. We're going home. I'm turning this car around. We're going home.
Oh, you pulled that, huh?
Yeah.
You did it. And did you?
No. We just got going. I wasn't going to turn around and waste the night.
So but, what happened? So did they stop? Did they get their shit together and go, no, don't take us home?
Yeah, they said, yeah, don't take us home. And then I said, you know, I felt bad because Natalia was really coming down hard on Sonny. And I said, you know, I said, he's one of the nicest, I'm not just saying this because I'm his mom, but he's really one of the nicest guys in this that I've ever met, this kid, you know, why are you so? And she's like, no, don't mistake his niceness. He was nice when he was younger. And then that led to a discussion about how he talks about Natalia to his friends and stuff, like in a negative way. And I don't like that. That's a big, you can't do that in this house. Like I
know. And did you know that? Is that true? Did he admit that?
I've heard it before, but I think she was bringing something up. Like he said, he hasn't done it in a long time. So I think she was bringing something up that was a while ago. So, yeah, you know, they just got on each other's nerves and they know how to push each other's buttons. And I'm stuck in the middle and I'm like, that's it, you know?
Yeah.
But other than that, they've been fine. She was in a bad mood for some reason. I think it was that time of month, but, you know,
it's so hard because, you know, emotions really do tend to run high, especially when, you know, everybody's stressed out. Mm-hmm. They can't get out of the house, you know, and I think that they don't realize how much their words can like hurt each other.
Right.
And they know how to, kids, especially twins, they know how to hurt each other.
Yeah. Yeah. And I could see he was pushing her buttons. But he does it in a passive aggressive way where she just does blunt.
Just like aggressive.
Yeah. Just aggressive. No passive, but, and, Adam and Sonny went on a drive yesterday. We've gone on a lot of drives. Natalia and I go on a drive almost every night now.
I know. I can't believe you're keeping that up.
Yeah. I can't believe it either. But I always end up, always, when we get home, thinking, like, I say, like, wow, that was fun. And she's like, see, you always say you don't want to go, but then you end up having fun. And I'm like, yeah, I know, but I still would like to stay home, you know. I'm a no-getter.
Yeah.
And she's not.
See, I have nothing but respect for you because our life has, you know, we started out with the best intentions, you know. Mm-hmm. As you know, I got the turn any table into a tennis table, into a ping pong table, and a table tennis table. Right. And all that stuff was really great for, you know, the first few weeks, but it's like now it's just video games all day long every day.
Yeah. She doesn't play video games. He plays video games. But I don't know. Like she does her TikToks and stuff. By the way, I'm so jealous of Teresa and her TikToks. Have you seen those?
I have.
Like, she's doing good. And I love that her kids are, like, you know, participating. My kids would never do that with me.
No, my kids wouldn't. Well, no. My kids would, but I don't know. It seems like I tried to learn a TikTok dance. In fact, Sadie was really trying to get me to learn some TikTok dances. She mm-hmm. thought that'd be really fun for me to have a TikTok account and, you know, do dances. Yeah. But Lynette, I'm old and it's a lot harder than you think to learn a new dance.
It is?
For me.
Yeah. I want to do one. I opened up a TikTok account, but it was just to follow Natalia.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. There's nothing really on my TikTok account, but that's because I tried to learn one of the dances and I just couldn't get good enough at it to post anything.
Right. Well, you know, I just go look at her Teresa Strasser's page, Facebook page, and check out her TikToks. She's doing really good. She's done a lot of them too.
Does she have a lot of followers? That's all I care about.
I know. I don't
what
know.
What if I really did? I know. What if I really was just like, how many followers does Teresa have?
Oh my God. Yeah. I bet she does have a lot because she talks about it on her TV show that she does in Phoenix.
Oh.
Her TV show. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have to say that one thing I've noticed, the difference between people who have sons and people who have daughters mm-hmm. is the boys seem to spend most of their time, they're socializing on a video game or on a some kind of online game with somebody else. And the girls are fine just like laying in bed, looking through TikTok and, right. you know, having Netflix parties and FaceTiming each other.
Right. Right. Yeah.
So I have a lot of mom friends that are just really upset that their kids are on video games all day, but then that's the only time they're socializing.
Right. I know. For Sunny, I'm fine with it because that's the only like socialization he's getting really with his friends is yeah. to play together. Other yeah. than that, like he doesn't, you know, he's not on social media doing TikToks and stuff. And Natalia's, you know, she's always on the phone with her friends or doing her Netflix thing.
Well, Sunny's mostly spending his time praying, right?
Right. Of course. To his female God.
Wait, so go back to that for a second. So he, yeah. there, no female God?
No, he he thought he would always say when he was younger that God is female.
Okay.
And he said, because how else would Jesus be the son of, you know, who is Jesus's mom? And I don't know what his reasoning. And I'm like, maybe you're confusing God with Mother Nature.
Oh.
He insisted that God was female.
Great. But now he doesn't think that?
Now he doesn't believe in any God.
Oh, okay. All right. I hear that. He's an independent thinker.
Yeah, I know.
He's figuring out what he thinks on his own.
Right. But Natalia was appalled.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, it's interesting because she didn't used to be the rule follower.
I know.
I mean, she used to not be the rule follower. Yeah. My point.
Right.
Now she's turning into more of the rule follower.
Oh yeah.
She's changed.
Yeah. She's like I said, I've always said, I feel like she's been a teenager since she was three.
All right. Well, Kaylin, do we have enough show here?
You're good.
Oh, okay. Well, awesome. Well, listen, we got to save something for Friday's episode.
Yeah.
Assholes. So yeah. Don't forget about our sponsors, Bombas, Brooke Lennon, and Caldrea, and Geico. And also, we have some Patreon. This week for Patreon, we're going to take your questions, your personal juicy questions, and we're going to read them and our answers on the air. But first, the $50 people, we have a new one.
Oh.
Yeah. Get excited. And this is something that a lot of us can use. This is our listener, Rachel Kapp, K-A-P-P. So she has a business called Kapp Educational Therapy Group. Mm-hmm. So if you have been finding that like homeschooling your kids basically has been a struggle, and maybe, you know, since you've had your kids at home, you've seen some things that weren't really evident when your kid was in school, but now that you're seeing them learning, you're seeing them struggle.
Right.
And you want to maybe have a visit with an educational therapist.
Wow.
Her business will work one-on-one with students who are struggling. Wow. She also has a podcast called Learn Smarter. So you can listen to her podcast, and you can also, so go to her website and see what it's all about and see if you want to schedule a phone call with her. It's CAP, K-A-P-P, edtherapy.com.
Wow. Okay. So check that out. Yeah. That's a great idea.
Yeah. Also, as always, velvetswing.com, Sandra Green. Listen, if you're not tired of sex yet, and you want something that, or you are tired of it and you want to spice it up a little bit, get some of their special CBD topical for your sexy time. So go to their website, velvetswing.com. Also, you know, now's a good time to buy a home.
Yeah.
So Sylvia Berlin is with Berlin Team Homes with Remax Coastal Homes, and they serve all of Orange County. And you can get a hold of her at Sylvia, S-I-L-V-I-A, at berlinteamhomes.com. And I always have to read her little CADRE 01988601. And Ulysses wants everybody to donate to their local food bank.
Isn't he a sweetie? Yeah. He was a big hit on our Zoom.
I know. He's always like, listen, everybody's local food bank needs support right now. So if you could just like Google it and check it out and help them out or bring some cans over, you'll be doing us and Ulysses a solid.
Nice.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah. And you know what? Corrine Hayes, the fundraiser that's still linked to the top of our Facebook group is done. But she is another one that said to use her business shout out to just remind people to give to any charity that you want, whatever is close to your heart, go give them $20. Why wouldn't you? Why not?
Thank you. That's all nice. That's
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah.
I love that. Okay. So that's it for this week. We love you guys.
We love you. Thank you, Kaylin.
Thank you.
We'll see you guys. It's Friday.
You're a parent now.
Don't F it up.